Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take in a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and let it out slowly. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. And let it out. As you breathe in, imagine God breathing his life into you. His invisible, personal, life-giving presence. Imagine him filling you, saturating every cell of your being. As you imagine and slow down your breathing, just allow yourself to settle into this present moment. As you breathe out, just imagine the distractions and the responsibilities, the tasks, the plans, just leaving for a moment. Just entrust all of that into the hands of your loving Father. As you breathe in, allow God's Spirit to center your attention on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And as you begin to turn your attention in his direction, just invite him to be Lord over these next few minutes. Invite him to have his way in you. Invite him to be fully present. Spirit of God, we ask that you would speak as we read and meditate and pray through your word. Lead us into all truth. Remind us of what Jesus said. Convict us where we need convicting. Bring comfort where we need comfort. Healing and freedom and life where we need it. The author of Hebrews in chapter 13 writes this: let brotherly love continue. Allow sibling love to continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you are also in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled. For God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Taking another long, slow, deep breath. And let it out slowly. Allow the Spirit to stir these words in you in whatever way He has. Let marriage be held in honor among all. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul writes this: Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, so that Jesus might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she, the church, his bride, might be holy and without blemish. For no one ever hated his or her own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Let marriage be held in honor among all. Just take a moment and ask God how He might stir that teaching in your heart today. Where in your mind, where in your story might He want to enter in and breathe life through this reminder to honor marriage? This picture of Jesus' love for us, His bride. In the first letter of Corinthians, Paul says this: Now, as a concession, not a command, I say this: I wish that all were single, as I myself am, but each has his own gift from God, one of one kind and one of another. To the unmarried and the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am. To the married, I give this charge: the wife should not separate from her husband, and the husband should not divorce his wife. Only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him or her, and to which he has called them. Let marriage be held in honor among all. What is the gift that God has given you in this season of your life? What is the life that he has called you to in this season? Is it marriage? Or is it singleness? What might it look like for you to receive that call as a gift? That assignment from your loving Heavenly Father? And how might you, in whatever state you find yourself, hold marriage in honor? Whether in your own marriage, or as you view others, or in the picture that marriage paints of Jesus for his bride. Let marriage be held in honor among all. Allow brotherly love, family love to continue within the body. Lord, we ask that you would continue to speak to our hearts and our minds, that you would whisper your love into our fears, into our confusion, into our pain. God, we recognize that broken relationships abound in each of our worlds. Whether from our own experience, from the experience of those we love, those we were raised by. God, we recognize that marriage as we have seen it is not a perfect picture of the way that you love us, in the way that you are purifying and sanctifying us to present us holy and blameless before you as a perfect bride adorned for her husband. God, are there perspectives that you want to reshape? Lord, are there family patterns that you want to break? Spirit, are there wounds on our heart that you want to heal? We invite you to have your way. Jesus, thank you that you would love us as a perfect husband with perfect love. That you would give yourself for us. That you would wash us clean. That you would sanctify us and make us holy. Thank you that you are coming back for us. We ask that you would draw us to yourself, that you would woo our hearts to you today. We ask these things in the beautiful divine name of our heavenly groom, Jesus. Amen.